In this week's parsha, we have the concept of Hataras Nedarim. The person makes a neder, and a neder itself is a tremendous chiddush. The idea of a neder that through a person's dibur, a person makes creates a status of something that is kaddish. The Mora brings a difference between a concept called Yesh Me'ila B'Koinomis, that a person, if after Reuven says this item is aser b'neder, this kikar, let's say, this loaf of bread is aser b'neder, so if somebody eats it afterwards, it gets a din of kedusha, and if he eats it, he gets a loch of me'ila, of, like by kachim, that if a person eats, is nehena from kachim, he has to pay the punishment to bring a korban, pay the value to hektish, and bring a korban, sham me'ilois. So we differentiate in halacha between a netter which is on the item for everybody. He made it also to the whole world, or he made it also to one individual person. But the concept that through your deeper you can generate a concept of kedusha in something is a powerful thing. But now that you've done that, the person comes along and says, "I didn't realize, and how do you realize it? Would have done it." So that's very nice. It's too late. You've done it already. It's a reality. A person sells an item, and afterwards he realizes he sold it already. Had I realized that I needed the money for something else, okay, but you sold it. Person does an aveira. You know, he has charata. That's very nice, but the aveira was still done. The council of the tshuva is a tremendous chiddush. So what is this idea of Hataras Nedarim? So there's a Ran in Masechta Shavuos that the Ran says it's based on a pasuk, Parshas Vayikra, L'chol asher yivatehu adam bishvuah. Everything which a person expresses in a shvua. Shvua meaning over here a generic term for this purpose of any type of chalois which comes through Dibra, any type of vow, be it a netter or a shvua, etc. So he says there's a requirement of ha'adam b'shua. We need the whole human being to be part of the shua. And over here, it wasn't the whole human being, because had the human being been aware of the consequences, he wouldn't have done it. Had he been aware of the circumstances developing, he wouldn't have done it. So he wasn't aware. But a lack of awareness is a lack of a human being called a human being. He's not an adam if he doesn't have true awareness. We function with, you know, being with what we call pizra nefesh, and we're being pulled here and pulled there, and we're not focused. Whether we're not focused on our lives, not focused on our families, or focused on our children, focused on our davening, or on our avodas Hashem, focused in work, we're lacking the state of being of Adam. Adam is a human being which is aware. He has an awareness, and when you're truly focused, you get a picture of everything which there is to know. And that's the true greatness of mankind. The true greatness of Adam is that he has the ability to see all of the possibilities, all of the consequences included into his being, and make decisions based on that. So that's the godless Adam is the ability of having das, of having awareness. Intimate awareness of something means you're able to see it in all different angles. Relationship between two individuals is called das, because they get each other from all the different angles, and if they don't, it's lacking in the das. The pleasure of being the husband and wife being together is called das. It's because they, because of that intimacy which is shared, because they understand each other so deeply. So the meat of das is what sets human beings aside from the rest of the world. That this is this level of awareness and this understanding. That's what an Adam is. We'll talk about the difference between man and animal. Animals are very intelligent, etc. But this concept of das, of understanding something from all of its angles, the consequences, the ramifications, the a true intimate understanding of something, connecting it, becomes part of the person. He's able to incorporate it into his being. That's limited to mankind. So the Adam Yeshua, the true Adam didn't really make the Shua. The power of making Kedusha, of making Shua, of is through the Adam element which is in the person, and that was lacking, and therefore he's able to evoke his vow. Have a good Shabbos.